The Gemara Masechet Shabbos in today's daf quoted an incredible statement by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva writes, "Asei Shabbos chachol va'al titztarich lebrios." Literally, better to make your Shabbos into a weekday and do not rely on other people. On a most basic level, Rabbi Akiva is teaching us that although there's a mitzvah of onik Shabbos, enjoyment of Shabbos, and that enjoyment manifests itself in a physical way, to have a beautiful lavish meal, multiple courses, Rabbi Akiva says, look, if you can't afford that, and the only way for you to have that beautiful lavish Shabbos is to borrow money or food or other things from people, better not to do that. Better to have a simple Shabbos, even if your Shabbos meal is like your weekday meal, but don't rely on other people. Rabbi Akiva teaching us the power and profundity of being a self-sufficient human being. And Rabbi Akiva lived this lesson. Rabbi Akiva had absolutely nothing. Right? Remember again, Rabbi Akiva, as I mentioned today in today's Daf Shir, Rabbi Akiva marries the daughter of one of the wealthiest men of Jerusalem. His father was Kalba Savua. He marries the daughter Rachel. And Kalba Savua is so angry at his daughter for having married such an ignorant shepherd that he goes ahead and he cuts Rachel and young Akiva off. And yet Rabbi Akiva still goes on to become Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva goes on to become one of the greatest sages in our history. So much of our national optimism, so much of our national outlook is forged by Rabbi Akiva. And yet, he had no one to rely on but himself. And Rabbi Akiva teaches us this awesome lesson. Because you see, my friends, too often in life, we outsource our success to other people. I could accomplish X, but if my wife would do this, my husband would do this, my mother would do this, my friends would do this, my teacher would say this, my friend would do this. And again, my success, I'm ready to be successful, I'm ready to work, but I need everyone else to do all of their things. And you know what happens when you do that? Nothing happens when you do that. Because the moment that you outsource your success to others is the moment that success becomes beyond your reach. The moment that you outsource anything in your life to anyone else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, you give other people the reins to your life. You give other people the control. Rabbi Akiva says that's not the way successful living works. Successful living works based on one mantra. Ein hadavar talui ela bi. Everything is dependent on me. Of course, I don't mean to exclude HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything only happens. Our efforts are only meet with success if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wills it. But I don't know. I don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's up to God. When it comes to me, I can't outsource my success to anyone else. If I'm going to be successful, then I must be fully reliant on me. I have to stop waiting for other people to do things in order to allow me to do what I need to do. I am responsible for me. And no one else is responsible for me. I am responsible for my successes, and no one else is responsible for making that happen. I must own my failures. And while others may have contributed to those failures, at the end of the day, the buck of my life stops with me. This is the lesson of Rabbi Akiva. Asei Shabbos chachol v'al titztarich lebrios has a dual message. A message for Shabbos, have a beautiful Shabbos, but only enjoy a beautiful Shabbos if you can afford it. Only enjoy a beautiful Shabbos if you have the means to do so. And on a more global life level, live within your means. But living within your means is not simply a financial statement. Live within your means means take the means that are at your disposal and make of yourself something great. Stop waiting for other people to do things. Stop waiting for other people to act like this, behave like this, say like this, or do this. If you want something for yourself in life, make it happen. Live within your means. Live, act, self-actualize, accomplish with the means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And don't put your future, don't put your destiny, don't put your success in the hands of others. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.